ready, fans, as an American Hostile Championship Wrestling presents New Year's Knockout. That's right, featuring Graham Bell, Derek King, the Missouri Bad Boys. We'll also have AIWF World Tag Team Champions Jason Bond, off of us own R.W. Hardy. January the 19th, bell time is 7 p.m. The Holiday Inn, Grand Ballroom, 2781 Northwest Wood Boulevard in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Tickets are $10 for the first two rows or $8 for general admission. Kids 5 and under, free with a paid adult. For advanced tickets, dial 636-232-3313 to talk to Mark or call James at 573-359-8696. Would you like to go to the show for free? Well, follow us at Comic Book Mark BT on Twitter or follow us on Facebook at Shooting the Shiznit. And we'll give you full details on how to win two free tickets. Remember, January the 19th, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Be there!
Shooting the Shiznit is sponsored by SpunkLube.com. SpunkLube is an award-winning personal lubricant that's fun. SpunkLube is available in four varieties: hybrid, pure silicone, natural, and pink. Place your order today at SpunkLube.com and tell them Shooting the Shiznit sent you.
Blue Chew can now offer you the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis at a fraction of the price, discreetly delivered to your door. No waiting rooms, no appointments required, no embarrassing face-to-face meeting with your doctor. You're just minutes away from a heightened sex life.
Use promo code STS. STS, get your first month free. All you have to do is pay postage and handling. Now on with the show. From STS Studios in St. Louis, Missouri, and I want to welcome Selena De La Renta from the Green Room. Hey, welcome, Selena. I'm just fired up. I'm so excited about having you. I consider you one of the breaking out stars. Are going to break out some more in 2019, but being part of the MLW roster, you've come to the forefront of professional wrestling pretty quick, huh?
That's correct. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm really, really happy to be here today. And yes, well, I consider myself a rising star as well. And I will say that that's thanks to MLW. I was doing my thing before, and I was sure I was going to make it, but they certainly gave me that little push that I needed and more exposure to get to where I want to be.
I'm loving the MLW product. I love the one-hour show. A lot of the shows go 2 hours, 3 hours, you name it. I love the one-hour format. I love what Court is doing. A good product, and a lot of people liking your character. And we'll talk about that here probably in the second part or right after commercial. I want to start at the beginning. So you're of Puerto Rican descent, right?
Yes.
Did you grow up in Puerto Rico?
Yes, I lived there 17 years, so majority of my life. I'm only 21. So, Puerto Rico is my hometown and where my heart is.
Yes, awesome, awesome, awesome. So, you know, I've seen with the hurricane, I know there's a lot of stuff going on with Puerto Rico, and in general with the business, the way the world works, Puerto Rico is pretty much a tourist, or was a tourist country, part of our country, and it also had a wrestling, and that's the reason I'm asking you about Puerto Rico. Was you a wrestling fan while you were in Puerto Rico?
Well, a lot of things. You said a lot of things, so I'm going to try to cover all of it.
All right, good deal.
Puerto Rico, yes, and the hurricane happened. Thankfully, everybody was okay, in my family at least. Yes, part of the United States. What was the next question? I'm trying to follow, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I get to just blabbering on. So,
I remember the wrestling in Puerto Rico. Well, honestly, I grew up doing performing arts. So I did modeling, singing, acting, dancing. I mean, you name it. I tried playing every sport, but I had never even thought of professional wrestling. I actually never even watched it. So when I moved to Florida, I was pursuing a film career, and in college they tell me I have to study reality TV. So I started studying Total Divas, and that's when I even heard of professional wrestling the first time. My dad and my stepdad both were wrestling fans, but I was not allowed to watch it. So they would always mention it briefly, and to me, it was a sound of something amazing, but I just didn't know what it was. But as soon as I started watching, I just felt like this was meant for me. Like, I needed to pursue this, and maybe it wasn't the right fit, but I would know the minute I tried it. So I found a school, I started training, and I don't know, I'd say 6 months later, I was already performing.
Wow. So we got, who was your trainer, by the way? Everyone has a unique story about being, a fan, and that's being a fan or not being a fan and becoming part of the business, and that's awesome. But who actually trained you?
I was trained by Lindsay Dorado and Ricardo Rodriguez.
All right, and then you actually wrestled. We talked about this a little bit before we went on air, but you actually wrestled, which we haven't seen you wrestle yet. I don't think in MLW, have we?
No, I'm not wrestling currently, but it's because I had an injury, so I'm recovering from surgery. That explains why I wear flats on TV and why I have a cane. Majority of people wonder and have their theories about it. That's the real reason.
Oh, wow. So we don't just use it for a gimmick. We're using it because we have to use it, huh?
Well, that's another thing. Like, Selena isn't really a character. It's really me. So, yeah.
Well, hey, that's what they say. You know, they say the best wrestlers or the personalities is, an extension of you. That's the people that's been, and that's something that we noticed. I mean, being on MLW, you're in front of the wrestling business right now, and everybody's watching the product. And we've noticed, like, you're not nervous. You're not apprehensive about saying anything. You look like you've been doing it your whole life.
Well, my entire life, I haven't held back anything. So I say everything I want to say. But that's because my mom raised me like that. I was bullied when I was little, like majority of my life, because I was in a rich kid school. So my mom wasn't really that rich, but she wanted to ensure that I had a good education. So she made a lot of risks so I could have good things and good education and then so that I could have a good future. And everybody in my school had the best things and cars and crazy things. So I was super bullied because I never had any of that. So my mom started teaching me how to defend myself verbally because she's like, you can't hit anybody. But no. Go back if they did this to you and say this about their mother, say this about their father. And my mom would always be telling me all these things. And then I grew up and I understood that nobody else is raised like that. So after meeting professional wrestling and knowing that now I can get on a mic and tell everybody to screw themselves, I think it's the best thing in the world. So I decided to make it my career.
I love that. I did the managing. I was a heel also, and absolutely loved it. You could pretty much tell them anything that you want, you know, and it's just it's a fun feeling.
But that's also thanks to Core Bauer, because a lot of companies hold you back and they tell you, you can't say this, you can't say that. Core told me, hey, you get creative freedom, so you can do whatever you want. I'm like, literally anything? Yeah, literally anything. Have you watched the show? I try to escalate things like to an entire new level. So that's thanks to Core Bauer. I will say that.
That's awesome. You know, we hear that from a lot of people working for Core and the MLW. Like I said, it being 1 hour, you have to, you know, he's presented a product that that people are really enjoying, and I am also. So it's you're able to use your creative control. Unlike, you know, nothing wrong with the WWE, but WWE doesn't do that. It's a whole different product. You was talking about being trained and everything. Let's go to when you first got started. When you started watching Total Divas, did you know that the business was a work at that time, or did you feel like, you know, that they were really hurting each other or what? I like to ask that question, when people in the business actually realize it was a work.
Well, here's the thing. I've got different experiences in wrestling, so when people say it's a work, it's kind of offensive because it's a lot of real work.
Oh, yeah, we know. I know that.
It is, you know, I say that wrestling is like coordinated combat, but just because I'm telling you I'm going to punch you in the face, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to punch you in the face. So it's still going to hurt you. You just know it's coming.
Right.
So when I started watching wrestling, I thought it was unreal. I thought that I was going to have to come in here like a dictator and take my place. And I thought that I was going to have to fight really hard to make it. And I mean, I'm not saying that I didn't. You know what I'm saying.
Well, I understand.
I thought that I was
going
to have to take
right.
my body through extremes, and that I was really going to get my hair ripped out and maybe an eyeball. So I wasn't really sure. I wasn't really sure how it worked. I just knew I wanted to try it. Like I said, it's kind of hard for me to tell you that I thought it was 100% real, 100% fake, because I never watched it. So when I started watching it, it's entirely new to me. So I can't tell you, oh, that looked fake, oh, that looked real, because I've never seen the fight or the fake fight.
Right. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. And that's, you know, with me, I grew up 10 years old. I went to professional wrestling for the first time, and it didn't matter. You know, I kind of thought something was going on because I was on the front row. So I could kind of see something was going on. But Selena, to be honest, I didn't care. I was having a good time, and that's all that mattered.
The real reason why I started watching it was because I thought the drama was entertaining in the movie. I mean, in the TV show. So I was like, okay, so let me get this straight. You go to work, you fight, and then you're on another show causing drama. That's even better. So I guess the story really is what got me into wrestling, the storytelling.
Well, that's awesome. And you said you had another name, and you're going – now, what was the other name? Because I told you before we got on, started recording, I couldn't even pronounce it. So what was your name before you were Selena?
Before I was Selena, I was Mila Naniki. Mila is my middle name, and Naniki means a woman full of energy in Latin, Puerto Rican Spanish.
Awesome.
Native, I think it is. Native.
I like it that it has a meaning, and you actually started wrestling. How long after you started training? You said around 6 months?
Yeah, it was 6 months. And the funny thing is that when I started, I was managing Ricky Martinez's opponent. He's also known as Max Stardom.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Okay.
And so you were managing him?
I was managing his opponent, and now I manage him on TV.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty neat. Yeah. the thing about it, about your crew of people, is everyone seems real legit. That's the cool thing about MLW and the stable of people that you have. And I want to talk more about MLW when we come back from commercial, but we're going to take a quick commercial break now. Get ready, fans, as an American Hostile Championship Wrestling presents New Year's Knockout. That's right, featuring Graham Bell, Derek King, the Missouri Bad Boys. We'll also have AIWF World Tag Team Champions Jason Vaughn, off of us own R.W. Hardy. January the 19th, bell time is 7 p.m. The Holiday Inn, Grand Ballroom, 2781 Northwest Wood Boulevard in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Tickets are $10 for the first two rows or $8 for general admission. Kids 5 and under, free with a paid adult. For advanced tickets, dial 636-232-3313 to talk to Mark or call James at 573-359-8696. Would you like to go to the show for free? Well, follow us at Comic Book Mark BT on Twitter or follow us on Facebook at Shooting the Shiznit. And we'll give you full details on how to win two free tickets. Remember, January the 19th, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Be there!
This is your bedroom. This is your bedroom with Blue Chew. Blue Chew uses the same active ingredients as in Viagra or Cialis, but now comes in chewable form. Chewable means better, cheaper, and works faster than pills.
I've tried Cialis, I've tried Viagra. Blue Chew works the best. It's a fraction of the cost.
Blue Chew's definitely gotten the job done.
No in-person doctor visit, no waiting in line, no more awkwardness.
Blue Chew allowed me to have more sexual freedom because it kicked in and worked faster.
Ordering Blue Chew is an absolute no-brainer for any man.
Blue Chew makes my girlfriend, like, want to put up with me in bed.
I felt like I did when I didn't have ED.
Order online to get your first month free.
I want my girlfriend to want me, and with Blue Chew, she really does. Blue Chew is the future of manhood.
Go to BlueChew.com and restart the party. Or call 800-232-8803. 800-232-8803.
That's BlueChew.com. Promo STS, and you get to try it for free.
Wow.
I hear you.
Wow.
Shooting the Shiznit is sponsored by SpunkLube.com. SpunkLube is an award-winning personal lubricant that's fun. SpunkLube is available in four varieties: hybrid, pure silicone, natural, and pink. Place your order today at SpunkLube.com and tell them Shooting the Shiznit sent you.
All right, we're back at your commercial. Hey, we're going to talk about MLW, and that's where everyone is actually seeing you now. And Court Bauer, you said that Court gives you the creative control there. Just walk us through maybe the actual creative process. Does Court come to you and say, I want you to do A, B, and C, and you do it that way? I want this. How does that actually work?
Yeah, I mean, this is a part of the business that I'm not going to sit here and talk about. But, I don't know. I don't feel like this is something I can share.
Okay, I understand that. That's okay. The thing about it is, with all the podcasts and all the interviews that's done, a lot of people talk about the creative process. I don't want you to feel like you're saying something that Court wouldn't agree upon you saying it, so that's fine with me. I also noticed you have fantastic chemistry with a couple of guys there on the show. Low-key, what's your opinion or feelings actually about low-key? Is this a guy that you guys have such great chemistry?
Oh, yes. Loki runs Black Friday Management, and I run Promociones Dorado, so it's a partnership. I've learned a lot from him, because he is one of those people that are, like, really determined and really, like, they know exactly what they want, and they know exactly what they have to do to get it. So that kind of mindset, the mindset of a killer, he is the one that's helped me get there. And I guess I've helped him in the more sinister side, because he's just about getting the job done, and I'm about getting the job done, but still making it way worse than what, you know, what he wanted to do originally. Right. So I guess we push each other's limits, and I guess that together, that combination can be, like, either really powerful or really dangerous.
He comes off very well on television, and also a guy that I'm a big fan of is Conan. And you guys had an interview segment, I guess it was a couple show back. That segment was very well done. You guys seem to bounce off each other very well.
Yeah. Well, I don't know which one you're talking about, because Conan and I go at it almost every show.
It was, but the one right before he got the title shot.
Which one?
The one right, the show right before he got the title shot, where he was in the mid-ring with you and he came out. It was just a really good segment where, you know, he was putting
the one where I deported Fenton Phoenix?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was fun. Well, I mean, working with Conan is actually really fun. He is somebody that always has something to say, and I like knowing what I like thinking what he could possibly say, but it's never what I think he is going to say, if that makes sense. So I can't really predict, and then when it's my time to talk, I'm always like, what can I say to this guy that he can't see it coming? And I'm pretty sure that people are like, oh, Selena is thinking about killing him. And I'm just like what can I say that's smarter than what he just said?
Well, Conan's been in the business for a long time and very good at picking superstars of the future kind of thing. And he puts you over huge. And so on one of his episodes of Keeping It 100, he was talking about, they asked him who was the people that was standing out in MLW, and your name was mentioned. So he cares a lot about you and thinks you're going to be a huge star. And it, like I said, it's the, you don't have, and it must be the acting that you did before this, but you don't have the nervousness that you would see from a rookie or somebody that hadn't done this a lot, you know?
Right, because to me, majority of my life, I spent it wishing I could be in the public eye. I've always wanted to be exposed in a way, because I feel like I have a lot of talents to showcase. So it was more about who is going to allow me to be on the big stage and prove myself. And every time I'm at Major League Wrestling and I see the ring, and it's my turn, and they give me a mic, and then my boss tells me, say whatever you want, have fun. That, is, to me, it's a crazy feeling. So I couldn't be more excited that I get to do what I want, literally, and get paid. That's the best thing ever.
I guess so. You're right. Yeah, you can say what you want to say, do what you want to do, and it's you're getting paid for it. So you started with Total Divas. I'll go back to that again, because is that your ultimate goal, or are we wanting to go to the WWE?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it is not my dream, because WWE, it's probably the reason why every wrestler got into wrestling, all right? So I would say that, yes, in the future, I would be willing to go to WWE, but after meeting professional wrestling from the inside, I know that my heart wants to be in the indies. And that's maybe right now, because I get to travel the world and I get to meet different people and learn from different wrestlers, different companies, different locker rooms, and how everybody treats each other. So I get to do more outside of the WWE right now, and I'm currently signed with MLW and considering signing for longer, because I feel like this year, 2018, has been, well, the last year, well, 2018 was the best year of my life. And I don't think that I would have had that if it wasn't for MLW. So I want to give them enough time so I can reciprocate the happiness that they gave to me.
Awesome, awesome. I think it's a good idea. The more experience you have, the better off you are, and different styles and everything. And that's you'll be somewhere where you totally see something different every time. We always like to ask, especially when I have a beautiful lady on here, and my buddy Lance, who does some shows, has done some Shooting a Shiznit shows. We like to ask. Now, see, I get some really strange DMs. I'm just a podcast host, but I get some really weird DMs. I'm talking that some guy sent me a picture of my head on a balloon. I have no idea what that means or why. So
I don't know. It maybe means that you're an airhead. Think about
there
it.
There you go. So, oh, wow. Now I'll be able to tell everybody what it meant. I have no idea. It was just, and then I got, and the thing about it that cracks me up is that they spend time doing this. They had to use, you know, some graphic design to do it. So tell me, I know you've got to have at least one story, and we are adults, so you tell what you want to tell.
Cool. I had the perfect, I got the perfect thing to share then.
All right, let's share it.
Okay. All right, since we are adults. You know Aria Blake, right?
Yes.
Okay, Aria Blake and I used to tag as the Spoil Brats, and we had a shared account. And somebody decided to message us and tell us that they thought that it would be a great idea if they had an Aria Blake pocket pussy and a Selena De La Renta ass, like a rubber ass, so they could fuck it.
Oh my
That's
God.
Literally they thought that it would be great merchandise.
Oh man.
Well, Selena, let me tell you, I've never had anyone message me and want to make a pocket ass for me. And I'm glad. I thought I had weirdos, but that's kind of strange.
That's so crazy.
But you know, that's normal. In the porn business, you can buy porn stars pocket vaginas at any time, so
what? You can just mold one of your own vagina?
Yeah. They some of them have like full bodies where you can, you know, we've talked about one of the other podcasts was talking about how the porn industry is like ahead of everybody on gimmicks, on merchandise. So,
oh my God. That's just crazy.
Oh, just nuts. So that's a great story. I don't think we've ever had one that good, so that's a good one. So, all right, I'm going to let you go. I know you're a busy lady. So what I want you to do, though, before we get on, I want you to tell all about your merchandise, how to get your merch, prices, how to contact you, what's your website, what's your Twitter, all that kind of stuff. Put your shit over.
Reaching me is probably the easiest thing ever. I do see all DMs. I don't respond to majority. But if you text me and say that you're sending me money, I will 100% reply. You can only get merch through my DMs. So everybody's welcome to message me. And if you waste my time, you get blocked 100%. Selena De La Renta everywhere. That's it.
Right on. So what are we selling merchandise-wise? What do you have?
I have shirts. I have 8x10s. I have posters. I also do uncensored, which doesn't mean nude. It just means that the sticker that's over the picture, it will be removed, and you get to see what's under. But there's no nudity. And right now, that's the only thing I have. Everything else I sold out over the holidays.
Hey, we'd like to hear that. Guys, just when you're listening to this, go to my Twitter, at comicbookmarkBT, and we're going to give away some of those 8x10s. Sometime during this month, so just all you'll have to do is retweet. So if you're listening to it right now, follow us, and we'll be giving away 3 or 4 of those this month. So, hey, thanks again for joining us. thanks to all the listeners. Remember, guys, same bat time, same bat channel on the best little wrestling podcast in the business. Be there. And as you guys know, I love my mama. Thank you, Selena. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I love the DM story. You made my day. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, I love it. Like, literally, you did the same thing that Cord does to me. You're like, well, this is an adult show. Oh, right. Let me go and talk about this. And
yeah,
literally,
well,
every
time. Yeah, I've had people.
Graphic design is very important. Your logo is the first image potential customers see. What kind of impression would you want to make today? Need a podcast logo or a t-shirt design? KT does art. Her name has become synonymous with quality and professionalism in the graphic design community. She specializes in graphic design, painting, and more. She provides affordable commissions and professional quality with a timely delivery. Contact KT via email at kt_does_art@yahoo.com. Check out her Instagram at instagram.com/kt_does_art.
Hey, that was another great episode of Shooting the Shit, man. Thank you for listening. We're always looking for contestants for Who Wants to Be the Best Shiznitter Ever. Do you want a Shooting the Shiznit t-shirt? We'll go to wehavemerch.com. Wehavemerch.com. Shirts start at only $12.99 and sizes up to 6XL. A big shout out to our sponsors this month. We do appreciate it. You can also go to patreon.com/shootingtheshiznit. And for only $1, you'll get the special feed every month where you get episodes commercial free. And also, there are all the bloopers are in there. Yeah, that's right, all the bloopers. A special thanks to Bob McGee at Pro Wrestlers Between the Sheets. That's www.pwbts.com. Gene Jackson at localsthelegends.com. And Sean Garmer at Wrestling the Max website. And that's w2mnet.com. You can follow me, Brian Tremblay, Comic Book Mark BT. You can catch us on Instagram at BT Shoot the Shiznit. That's right. And remember, we have a Facebook site, a actual Shoot the Shiznit Facebook site. We have the Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk Facebook group. If you act a fool on there, we'll kick you out. You can listen to all the archives at www.stspod.club. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Spreaker, and we are also on Spotify. Hey, a big podcast roll call. Our buddy Suplex and Limits, Creative Control, Keeping It 100, Max and Josh over at P3 Radio, and non-wrestling podcasts. We got Who's Right Podcast, Po' Boys Podcast, and a new one added this month. Well, two new ones, Man Brain Podcast and Unbelievably Stupid Podcast. That's right. I'm Brian Tremel. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Good night.